Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Rolling on with pregame coverage on the On Deck Show. Max Gifford now joined by one of the newest members of the Shuckers, Damon Keith, ahead of a rubber match against the Trash Pandas. First, Damon, happy Easter to you. I know it's just been a couple days, but how are you enjoying the stay in Biloxi so far?
Well, happy Easter. And, man, I just, you know, give all the glory to God. And it's been an amazing opportunity. You know, and it's quick turnaround, but it's, you know, coming over here and everybody with the, from the players to the staff and, you know, top to bottom, it's been amazing and everybody's been very welcoming. So I'm very grateful to be here.
I'm sure it's been a whirlwind of a week for you. Take us through kind of what's gone on in the last week or so for you coming over from the Dodgers organization to now the Brewers organization.
I mean, you know, like I said, it's just been kind of a quick turnaround. Definitely kind of towards the end of spring camp to, you know, switch and, you know, come over to the Brewers and, you know, starting over, new place, fresh opportunity and, you know, meeting new people and everything like that. It's definitely been a lot going on, but it's been good.
What's that adjustment look like being with a whole different team for most of the spring and then having to meet all your teammates in the span of just a couple of days?
It's definitely crazy, to say the least, but, you know, like I said, it's, you know, I'm very thankful, grateful for the opportunity. Thank God for, you know, the ability to be here, being in a new place, new opportunity. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's still, you know, it's still baseball. But just getting to be here, meet new guys is always a good time. And, you know, with how everybody's been welcoming and everything like that, it's been making it a lot easier for the transition.
Now, for Shuckers fans who might be unfamiliar with your game, how would you describe your brand of baseball?
Just going out there and just trying to play as hard as I can every day. Just going out there, I mean, that's really about this. Just playing as hard as I can, and you know, when it's all said and done, is kind of when we, you know, look up and see, you know, what happened or how it turned out. But
well, from watching your batting practice sessions, you also have a tendency to just hit the cover off the baseball. Have you always had that raw power?
You know, I've definitely kind of grown into my body a little bit more as I've kind of gone on. You know, but and it's never been like something I ever really focused on. But definitely have it in there, and it helps. So I'm thankful.
I was going to say, when do you think that growth really took place for you?
Oh, man, I don't think it was, you know, really one specific time. I think it's kind of been over the years, you know, from high school to college to, you know, pro ball and, you know, going through that. It's definitely been kind of like a slow, steady growth over the years.
Chatting with Damon Keith ahead of game 3 between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. You're a Cali kid, but you've been in the South now the last couple of years, being in with Tulsa last year. Now in Biloxi, starting on the road in Madison, Alabama, but how would you compare living in the West and then now being in the South over the last few years?
It's a little different, you know, coming from the sunny at 75 every day to, you know, being in the humidity, but, you know, it's been good. It's not too bad.
Do you have a preference so far?
Oh, I mean, I think just generally speaking, I'll always be, you know, more open to the hot weather than the cold weather.
Yeah, definitely can't blame you there. Well, we were talking about Easter a little while ago. You're currently wearing the cross necklace. Any fun Easter memories or traditions in your life?
Honestly, I mean, I think, you know, it's good. It's tough sometimes with having baseball and being on the road all the time. But it's always good, you know, being able to have our baseball chapel and getting to do that on Sundays, because sometimes, you know, schedule-wise it can be tough. But I think it's just always, you know, just good being able to go into church and do that kind of thing every Sunday.
And what does that balance look like for you as you've grown up in baseball?
I'm starting to, you know, learn it more now, and what it looks like, you know, with, you know, schedule and everything like that. But it's definitely changed a lot of my perspective, and how I just kind of view every day and how I view baseball. But just really, every time being out there, just being thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be out there, and just enjoying it and just having fun playing and, you know, and just kind of letting the abilities take over and just competing and just glorifying God with every opportunity and chance that I get.
Well, I know you're a pro athlete now, so you probably stay off the sweets for the most part, but do you have a favorite Easter candy?
for me, I like I'll have some candy every now and then. I think kind of just in general, I'd be more of a, if I had to pick one, I'd probably go into the Sour Patch, Sour Patch Kids. But I've never been like a huge candy person.
Any specific color of Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, probably blue. Yeah.
That's a great choice. Well, the Sour Patch Kid himself, Damon Keith, joins us on the On Deck Show. Damon, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We're back with more next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and The Hype 100.9 FM.